Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, is this Tom?
Yes.
Hey, Tom. It's Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. I was just trying to return your call. I think you tried to get a hold of me on Friday, I think it was, Friday afternoon.
Yeah, I had a call, I think, and I didn't quite understand it, so I did return the call. But I guess since then I've kind of figured you guys are selling money through, like, merchant accounts and that kind of thing.
Well, we do more along the lines of a working capital program and then also your standard, like, equipment financing.
Okay. So, what on working capital, what kind of an arrangement do you work with? I mean, is it a annual interest rate that you're going to quote, or is it one of these programs where you've got fees and everything?
Our capital program doesn't really go off of an interest rate. What we do is it's more of a fixed payback. So you borrow a certain amount, and then we tell you basically just how much you're paying back. So we don't really calculate the interest like that. And then that's typically, the capital is more like a shorter term kind of a loan. So like if it really makes sense when you're looking, say you have a few projects you're looking at starting up that may cost a little bit of capital up front, instead of using your cash that you have saved up, you know, you can kind of leverage ours over here and start your job. And then once you get paid, you can take like the early discount or the early payment discounts we offer here, and then, you know, take the big chunk of cash you get paid all at once and just pay it off. It's kind of how that typically works.
Well, Kyle, do you have anything that could have me easily understand what you're offering so I could actually get to the calculative side of it and say, well, this could be a working deal for us? Or, you know, because typically I've been inundated with so far with people that are selling money at rates that are in the 40%, you know, range when you do a modern, you know, an actual calculation of annual interest, you know, whatever, and how they're packaging those and calling them is, you know, different, but it all boils down to what are we paying for the money?
Of course,
and,
of course.
You know, and so, you know, if somebody says, oh, you're only paying 2.75%, you know, what is that, a month? Or, I mean, can you give me an idea of what you guys are offering before we spin our wheels and try to consider something? Sure, we could use cash flow, you know, in that exact scenario that we have projects to start and they require cash up front. And it would be great if we could create a relationship with someone that had a fair and reasonable, you know, reward for helping us. But, you know, we don't want to get involved in you know, this 30-40% money stuff.
Of course, no, yeah, that's absolutely ridiculous paying that much, that kind of interest right there. But no, our programs, to be honest with you, it's kind of hard to give you an exact idea of what we can offer without kind of taking a real-time look at the health of your business there. Because typically we have programs here for credit tiers A to D, kind of, we can find a deal for, you know, pretty much anyone most of the time. So to kind of give you a better idea of what we might be able to do for you, let's just to get a look at what you might be looking to do, how much cash you think you might need, so to say?
You know, I think that we would probably have a need to say, hey, Kyle, we could, Kyle, right?
Yeah, Kyle.
Kyle, we could use like $100,000. We're going to start a new project. We're going to buy everything up front and, you know, get it delivered and into a stored material position so that our payment can be given to us within the next 40 days or 35 days.
Of course. Okay. Yeah, so something like that, that's perfect. You know, you get that on a shorter-term loan, and you're able to get, you know, your job started and get a nice little return on your investment. Exactly. That's kind of where our programs make the most sense is in, you know, scenarios like this here. Just to get a ballpark here of how much we might be actually able to unlock for you, what did you guys do in sales last year, like top-line revenue for your gross?
Yeah, I'd have to take a closer look, but I'm going to estimate in the 2.5 to 3 million range.
Okay. Yeah. And that's actually right around there. We should be able to unlock right around 100K, if not a little bit more. The way the capital program works really is we understand, you know, sometimes the people's credit isn't always the best, especially being a business owner. You have to, you know, have it pulled, and inquiries really, you know, can make, like, cause a pretty big effect to your score sometimes. So we base it off of your sales, and we see that you have money coming in about in and out of the business, and we basically assume that you can, you know, cash flow the note from the money you have coming in and out. So that's kind of where we stand on that. And I know you're asking for, like, you know, an unset rate or something. The way it kind of works here, since we're a little bit of a smaller business bank, we've been around for, you know, 13 years now or so, we kind of like to gather all the information we can from you, and then we try to jump through all the hoops over here on our end, trying to align you with the best programs we think might make the most sense for you, instead of kind of offering, you know, a set rate across the board and you guys trying to qualify for it, basically.
Problem with that, Kyle, is that that's, you know, it's again like we're spinning a wheel that hasn't materialized for me in the past. So I really want to see something before I'm going to even waste my time with it. And if somebody can't do that for me, then I'm really without an interest, because I just, you know, don't need to be taking down that path. I got many bigger things to consider and do. So,
of course,
if I were to tell you, my credit is very good. I mean, I'm running in typically in the 750 range. The need, you know, the volume I told you was pretty accurate, between 2.5 to 3 million probably.
Okay.
And it's just kind of that simple. I don't know what else you'd need to say, okay, Tom, I could, if I could get you the 100,000, I would assume it would kind of work along these lines. You know, here's what you'd be signing. You'd be, you know, personally guaranteeing the loan. You know, I just want the facts straight up. What am I getting involved with, and what is it going to cost me to have a $100,000 that's paid back 60 days after it's given, or 90 days after it's given? You know.
It's okay. So yeah.
The question.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, when it comes to the capital loans, they're an unsecured program, so you're not having to put up anything as collateral. The way the process typically works on our end, it typically takes a day for us to give you some hard numbers, you know, basically what you're looking for, to sit down and see. And to do that, we have to take a look at, like, your bank statements to see kind of, like, what your ending balances are looking like, to make sure they're positive. We take a look at your tax return, you know, to verify your ownership breakdown of the company and your gross annual sales, like you had mentioned. And then other than that, just the application. But that's typically how the process begins. To start off, we take a look at all that. Our credit team and our underwriters look and see, you know, what we might be able to do for you, lay down a line. But so let's base this off of, we're looking at 100K right now, and say we were doing, I just did it a little bit longer, just did the math out for you. So say we were doing a two-year term. I know it's on the longer side of what you might be looking for, but that's, you know, one of our longer programs at 100K. Monthly, you know, you'd be looking right around $4,100 without any interest. So to begin, I would ask you, you know, would that be something that you might be able to afford, something along those lines there?
Yeah, I don't know why not. I just, what does that calculate to be? That's a two-year note.
Yeah, that's without any interest. So basically,
yeah. $4,100 a month times 24 comes up to $98,400. So what are we talking about here?
Yeah, well,
$4,100.
Yeah, that was just a rough estimate. I think the exact number was like $4,166.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just giving you a ballpark just to kind of make sure.
Okay. So you're just breaking up the $100,000 over 24 months.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
and
what you just told me.
Exactly. So just doing that. I mean, because I can't. I don't even figure out the interest myself. That's out of my department. That's completely another person's. And if I could give you the number up front, I honestly would. But we just, like I was saying, we really determine it. It's all case by case. I'm sure, you know, you're a smart businessman. You understand. I can't just, you know.
Yeah, no, I really don't understand. I think it's foolishness if you can't discuss with me what I would be paying for this money if my credit was as good as I say it is, if my volume is there, if I don't have any black marks on my company. You know, I just can't relate to that. It just sounds like we're going to run a circle.
Of course. So based off of experience over here, from what I've seen, best case scenario on a good profile and a good file in general, from everything you're saying, typically our rate, it's not a rate, but our payback starts around 10 cents on the dollar. And that's it's it, it tends to be, it can be a little bit more expensive just because you are paying for fast and unsecured cash. So that's where the cost comes into it, because at the end of the day, we can deposit this $100,000 into your bank account, and we're putting the trust in you. We're assuming you're a small business. Go ahead.
Let me ask now, did that 10% on a dollar just equate to, we borrowed $100,000, and therefore there's going to be a 10 cents on a dollar, which comes to $10,000. And what meaning does $10,000 have to what we'd be paying off? So we're going to borrow 100, we're going to pay off 100 in principal. What are we going to pay in 2 years in fees and interest? The cost, what's the cost of the money for that 2 year loan? We really don't need a 2 year loan, but it's where you brought us, so we're going to go there.
Okay, yeah,
what
I would
would be
just.
the cost of
Yeah, so basically that would be, let me see here, really, so 100K. And then just to get a better idea too, while I'm doing this, ideally for you'd be looking at something anywhere from maybe right around 3 months, 4 months, something like that.
Yeah, I think ideally for us, what we would like is a program that would allow us to, start up a new project and get through to the point where the materials for the project were ordered, they were billed, and we've gotten paid for them. Because all the projects we're involved in are paying for stored materials, and therefore, this lending program would be okay. So we need 100. We're going to pay it back in a couple of months, 2 to 3. You get the money back. We need another 100, or we'd like to get to the point where we now need 100, and then, oh, another project, and we can use another 100.
Of course.
Just create
No.
that kind of relationship. So 3 months later, you're getting the money back. Maybe
Exactly.
3 months later, we're taking it out again.
Okay, yeah, and that's exactly, where we would like to be. I have a few clients like that myself right now that we've actually just done like their third loan, so it's kind of, they're on the same page as like where you might want to be. And the cool thing about that is, once we develop the first relationship, say you came for the first 100K, our programs get much, much better for returning customers. Our incentives are great. We offer, like I was mentioning, the early payback discounts, that kind of thing. And the neat thing is, say you took on a project and you took on another one probably a couple months down the road quicker than you thought you may have. So we could actually, halfway through your term, say you went for with a 6 month term, 3 months down the road, you'd be able to qualify for a refinancing program, basically, which would allow us to give you additional cash on top of what you've already taken out, and refinance the whole sum into one payment again. And you can keep doing that. So basically, if you were looking at doing what you're saying, it would be as simple as, basically starting off the relationship, picking up the phone and saying, "Hey Kyle, I got this starting up in a couple weeks. Can we get the ball rolling here on another 100K?" And I'll be like, "Oh yeah, sure." And at that point, all we need would be like updated 6 months of your bank statements and stuff along those lines, since we already have most of your file all together.
Right. That would be great. Now all we need to decide to move forward and get through everything you need to put this together is some idea of what that exact program would cost us. So we borrowed $100,000, and 3 months later we paid it off. How much did we give you back?
3 months later. Okay, so let's see here. If we're looking at, get my calculator, 3 months. Or three, so around 33,000. You'd be paying roughly anywhere from, best case to work, like best case scenario, right around maybe close to maybe $15,000,
So 18% in 3 months.
Yeah,
Okay,
maybe.
so that's exactly what we wanted to know, because we have no interest in this program.
Well,
And
that's,
we
but the
just saved ourselves a whole bunch of time.
but what I was trying to get at is, of course, that's, definitely not all we can do for you there, you know, that's me giving you an unrealistic expectation, which I didn't want to begin with.
Yeah, but I know from the conversation, Kyle, that I don't want to spend any more time talking about it, okay? So I appreciate your time, and I wish you luck, and thanks for the return call.
Of course, Tom. Well, anything I could do to change your mind there? I mean, I don't know.
No, absolutely not. And I just wanted to make that clear. I'm not in the market for this kind of a loan. So I appreciate everything you've done, and have a nice day.
Yeah, before you go, let me just say this. I mean, if